Oh, every time! God! Duh! When will I remember of my own volition that I have superpowers? God!
Disclaimer. We do not own or claim ownership of the Pokemon franchise and any Pokemon established in official canon. That's all owned by Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures. This is just a podcast made by four friends who love Pokemon. It's our love letter to a franchise most of us grew up with, so please go support the official release. Previously on PKMN Legacy, you reach Pippintown.
Lauren?
She's a gym leader?
She's also the mayor here. She's one of tougher gym leaders in the region.
How many badges do you think we'll need?
At least 5 or 6 badges, maybe?
My fear of strong women is kicking in at the moment.
She's probably helping out with the tryouts. King of the Mountain Brawl.
We can do that first. Make sure we're strong enough, train up, and if we feel good, then we go do this.
Only 16 across the region will make it to the actual tournament. Each trainer teams up with one of their Pokemon.
I've been having a lot of fun with Victor.
I think I gotta give Goonie a shout.
I'm gonna put in Lucioled.
You're going first. No time to prepare.
I'm never prepared. All right, let's do it.
You sign the forms, you fill out the paperwork, you pay your fees, spend a few moments preparing, waiting for the moment when you are called into place, and it's very tense. It seems that you three are the last tryouts of the day.
Classic.
And finally, the clerk lifts up a clipboard. Okay, could Maddie LeClaire please go up to the starting block?
I'm ready!
And she runs up.
And Lucio runs behind you.
Let's do it, girl.
She gives a shy, demure nod.
She's so cute.
You go through a hallway of tarp and canvas. And as you're going along, you notice that Lucio is a bit nervous about this whole thing.
Aww. Hey, it's okay. What's wrong?
Why don't you make an insight plus lore? 1 out of 5.
I'm rolling bad this time.
She's nervous. It's probably stage fright.
Stage fright?
She's a shy person, I guess.
Hey, you're going to do great. The reason that I picked you is because I thought you would have the most fun.
She walks slowly, but she gives a nod and continues behind you.
It's all good. I'm going to be right there with you.
You make your way through the hallway and out onto what seems to be a main stage. Before you,
oh my God.
You can see a whole gauntlet of 3 different obstacles.
Are we playing Wipeout?
It's Takeshi's castle.
No!
Sure, I guess you're both right.
There are 2 wolves inside of me.
You step center stage, and the crackle of an intercom alerts you to a voice coming from deeper in the arena. A shrewd, a bit dull, a female voice. And it says,
before we begin, we just need to confirm that you are Maddie LeClaire.
That's right.
You. This tryout will be divided into 3 segments. The first portion measures your stage presence. Please step behind the curtain. In a few moments, generic entry music will play. This is your cue to enter and make a strong impression on the crowd.
I gotta admit that I thought we were doing battles. Great. So I, Maddie, do that?
We're gonna have you roll for yourself. I can be whichever social attribute you want, plus perform.
I'm gonna roll cute and perform.
And I shall also roll for Lucille.
2 out of 2! I didn't know it was like a full-on stage thing. I probably wouldn't have put my second shyest Pokemon.
Lucille rolled a 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4!
Hey!
She's coming into her own. I put Lucille up on my shoulders, like standing, and first off, I tell Lucille, all right, when we get in, I'm going to bring you up there, and then I want you to just have a good time, show off, do whatever you want when you jump off of my shoulders, okay? And I'll support you.
Music cue in 3, 2.
And so then she walks out with Lucille on her shoulders, and she's like got her arms spread out wide, and she's like waving and trying to just be adorable and cute. And then she goes, okay, go. And do I say what Lucille does, or is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, sure. What does Lucille do?
Okay, so Lucille assumedly looks a little frightened at first, but Maddie looks at her again and she goes, "It's okay, you got this." And so then Lucille rubs her little hands together, her little paws, and lets out some like fun little firework bursts of flame, and then flips off of my shoulders and lands and like shoots some more fire up into the air. And then after the fire has like cleared so that I'm not in danger, I run up and I give her a little high five and I twirl her, and then it's all cute and stuff. And then we pose all cute because I chose cute as my attribute.
She stumbles a bit at the landing. As
on her floppy ears.
Yeah, but that makes her look a bit cuter than in your opinion. And as you pose, music stops.
Please hold.
There's a moment of silence as you're assuming they're just taking notes.
Maddie's like, a like peace sign in front of her face, like breathing heavily.
The second portion measures your athletic potential and capabilities. In a moment, you will run through a series of obstacles that will test your balance, dexterity, and strength. It is designed to emulate many of the obstacles that will be used in the tournament proper. When the music starts, that is your cue to go.
We're going together, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Take your mark.
Okay, Lucio, let's go. You go first. You're probably faster than me, all right?
The first obstacle before you, a long pool of water with these bamboo-like shoots sticking out of it, platforms that you could have to hop across.
Well, Lucille presumably is the Pokemon. It's like an imp goat, right? So like she's probably pretty dexterous and nimble. Maddie lets Lucille go first just to kind of clear the way, get her fear like out of the way. Maddie's a little more nervous. She's not quite as dexterous as Lucille. So she takes a second and she goes, okay. If you're going to tell her that she can do it, then you can do it too. And she jumps. She like leaps out towards the first bamboo shoot, and she stumbles and catches her balance a little bit, but she's like, okay, I think I got this.
Hold it. Before we find out what happens next, it's time for rolls. For Lucille, since she's going first, I'll have her roll dexterity plus athletic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
2 out of 4. With that, she hops across one, hops across the other. She stumbles a bit, but manages to like floof out her ears in order to just catch a bit her balance. Once she does, she flutter hops over to the next one, and then manages to hop across and turns around to you.
You did it! I knew you could.
Now she's waiting for you.
All right, I shall.
You will also make dexterity plus athletic.
Okay, it's not as bad as I thought.
1 out of 2. Carefully, slowly, you take one step to one pole, one step to the next. It's very slow going, but you make it to the final one, and you stumble just for a second. Lucille runs over, grabs your hand, one toe in the water, the other toe on the block, and she pulls you up.
Thanks. This jacket is designer. I didn't want to ruin it.
The next obstacle before you is a wall on your left side, running parallel to your running platform. And you can see on the floor and on the side of the wall, these punching gloves are shooting in and out, pistoning.
Okay. Maddie looks at Lucille and she goes, okay, you are a trooper. I'll go first this time, okay? What would you like me to roll?
Dexterity plus evasion.
Nice.
1 out of 1.
Wow.
Dang.
It's as good as you could have done.
Whoa! So Maddie takes an inhale. She's through half of it already. She steals herself. Then she's just like, I'm just going to do it! Then she runs through and she just is like, it's one of those like instinct kicks in, and whenever a thing punches out, she's like, bah! And just like dodges it really fast. It looks like she's gonna get hit the whole time.
One of the gloves catches your coat as you run across. And you stumble and just kind of onto your knees at the very end, but you manage to just get up, and now it is Lucille's turn.
She gives Lucille an unconfident thumbs up.
4 out of 5. She rolled very good, so she is...
Makes sense.
...taking a running start. She bounced on all fours and sort of Flutter glides through the gloves.
Oh, she's all confident now.
She uses her ears to catch the air as the pistoning punch gloves disturb it and sort of just dances and glides through the gauntlet and comes onto the other side.
Nice.
Last but not least, there is a large block that covers the entire platform you're on. Across from you, you see the hole where you need to push this block into.
Are we allowed to use moves?
In what regard?
Like, maybe I could have Lucille use Stomp horizontally to, like, propel it forward?
Yeah, sure. I will have her roll accuracy.
So Maddie explains the plan to Lucille. She's like, okay, I think that your Stomp might be strong enough to move this. If not, I'll help you too, but let's try this first, okay?
She runs, leaps, kicks it. It moves just a little bit over to the hole. About one third of the way there.
Okay, that was really good. I'll try this time.
And Maddie is going to try and push it herself.
I need you to roll strength plus athletic. 1 out of 3. Describe how you push it just a little bit more.
So Maddie comes up to it. She like rubs her hands together and she comes up to it. She's like,
no, I am not as strong as I thought I was. Sewing does nothing for my arms. Almost there.
It's okay. It's okay. We can do this last one together, okay?
You roll and I roll. Strength plus athletic one more time.
Woo! Lucille.
As you said, fashion school does not prepare you for moving big blocks.
I carry things. I don't push them.
You said you'd be behind Lucille every step of the way, but I think she prefers being behind you as she races you and helps you push this block the rest of the way, and it lands in its indentation with a mighty thud. And the two of you run across the rest of the way and make it to the ring.
That was amazing! Teamwork makes the dream work! I knew you could do it!
You climb into the ring as you look to your side. You see at the announcer table in this empty stadium, three judges. One seems to be a male employee of Mogul Corp. Next to him in the center, professionally dressed woman with dark clothing, blue tie and suspenders. Her hair is sort of pointed into a very tall pompadour.
Okay.
And next to her, the woman from the chalk drawing.
We meet at last.
So is it Miss Lauren or Miss Florin?
Lauren.
Lauren, okay.
Yeah, so Lauren is a middle-aged, very dark-skinned lady. White hair, slicked back into points, wearing an aviator's uniform with goggles that are perched on her forehead. And below that, you see a beak-like nose that goes out to here. Mrs. Pompadour in the center of the table looks up from her notes and says to you, okay, the final portion will evaluate your combat potential in the ring. You will fight your opponent for 3 rounds. We are measuring how effectively you and your partner Pokemon perform in battle, not whether you are able to defeat your opponent.
Okay.
She looks up into the rafters and says, Cena, in position, please. And from the rafters, three-point landing hero lands this gigantic, fluffy Incineroar.
Big boy, big boy.
Take your mark. Begin. Roll for initiative.
Both of us?
Both of ya.
Are you rolling Lucille this whole time?
I will have you roll Lucille from now on, because I gotta handle Incineroar.
Oh. Oh, no.
Different twos, but twos nonetheless.
He is going to go for a brick break on Lucille.
Use your ears to cover you.
2 out of 6 will hit unless you're evading or clash.
I mean, I'll try to evade. Why not?
You have to get a 2 or more. Counter. A 1 will not do it. Lucille tries to jump out of the way as Incineroar is coming for a brick break, but she backs herself up against the ring, and he comes slamming down for just 1 point of damage. She backed up just enough to only get grazed by the powerful punch that this Incineroar lands. Next in the order is Lucille.
We're gonna do a smoke screen. This thing is big.
3 out of 4 will definitely do it, though.
Great.
Lucille lets out a thick smog as it swirls around Incineroar. He suddenly realizes no one can see him posing anymore.
Damn.
His accuracy rolls are reduced by 1.
Nice. No one can see.
Maddie, what are you doing?
Wow, what can I do? Can I just, like, this feels very dangerous. I guess I'm gonna try and jump on his back. I'm gonna try and get him down so that Lucille can hit a not moving target.
So are you attacking him or grappling him?
I am, like, trying to, like, piggyback ride chokehold.
Strength plus brawl, and I'll have this contest against his.
I don't even, like, what else does a human do against a Pokemon? No.
That's a 1 out of 3 for you.
Oh. He's definitely gonna get a better roll.
Maddie.
I don't like that you laugh to yourself before saying that.
You leap up into the air and try to land on him, and you do. You're now his backpack. And he just stands and looks at you.
It's like, I don't know what to do. I'm just here now. She kind of like smiles sheepishly. She's like, hi. You have to admit, what else was I supposed to do?
Any additional actions, or is it the end of the first round?
If Lucille attacks, it does run the risk of hitting me, right?
Not unless it's a critical failure.
Okay, can I do a leer? Also, just to lower his defense, I mean.
Yes, you will need 3 successes in order for this to land.
Okay.
It was never possible.
Great.
1 out of 1. It's a good roll, but not
Boo.
Now.
Boo! Boo!
She lets out a glare, a half-assed glare at best. Even worse, the fact that he can't see through the smog. The first round is over. For the second round, Cena is going to throw you off into the back into your side of the ring, and he begins to spin around for a brutal swing.
Oh, jeez.
2 out of 5. Are either of you trying to evade or clash?
I think Lucille's going to try and clash this time.
Okay, what move are you going to use to try and clash?
Yeah, I think we're going to go for Stomp.
Are you, Maddie, evading or clashing?
Maddie's just terrified. This is a big guy, and she doesn't have any powers other than her fists and her wit. So, we're running.
I mean, that's not true, but okay.
Oh, every time! God! Duh! When will I remember of my own volition that I have superpowers? God! Oh, my God. I just need a moment.
Deeply in your mind, all you can hear is jinx, jinx, jinx.
Right, literally. Yeah, okay. Well, Maddie is going to evade because it's another fight or flight thing, but next
sure.
turn
okay.
I'll have her use something. Okay.
I respect that. All right, so go ahead and roll for evasion.
Okay. Listen, she's not used to being a hex maniac
I know,
yet.
I know. Unfortunately, that will not be enough to evade.
But I only have 1 dice.
Gotta train, gotta reevaluate those skill points.
Yeah, I guess.
So go ahead and roll for clash and use strength.
You have to roll for Lucille too.
Well, 1 out of 2 will not counter his 2. So you try to run, she tries to protect you, but unfortunately that swing is just too brutal.
God, it's brutal out here.
As, let me roll for the damage.
Oh God.
He spins around, his arm comes swinging in to hit you, and it just grazes over your head softly.
Huh?
You each take 1 point of damage. He seems to be holding back.
Okay. I think that kind of knocks Maddie back into her senses. She's suddenly not as scared, and she's just kind of confused. And that's when she remembers that she has powers. She feels a chill go up her spine. Like something's amiss here. Okay. Well, yeah, there is more I can do than be a backpack for a Pokemon.
What does Lucille do as it is her turn?
Lucille is gonna try and go in for a stomp again, but outside of the clash this time.
Actually, you would have to use a different move.
Okay, then I'll just use scratch. No, yeah, scratch.
Go ahead and roll. You need 2 successes to hit. 2 out of 3, that will do it. Go ahead and roll for damage. Incineroar's defense is 3.
That did nothing.
You hit him for 1 point of damage.
Oh, great.
As she leaps up into the air and just takes a quick swipe. Incineroar blocks most of it, but damage is damage is damage. Maddie's turn.
Did his bar go down at all?
Oh, sorry. I didn't apply it yet.
No, it's okay. I just got really scared that he had a lot. There we go. Okay. I was like, oh, was it a pixel? Okay. Yeah, so Maddie is going to tell me if I can't do this until the end of the turn, since it's technically includes both of us. But can I somehow use Maddie and Lucille for, like, Maddie to basically throw Lucille at the Incineroar to make the stomp more powerful, or whatever move more powerful? So that's, like, more oomph. And, like, throw it using her power, so it's, like, injecting.
So you're trying to power up her move.
Pretty much.
Strength plus channel. One out of two. That will...
do something.
Well, you already tried to evade, so... no, that wouldn't do. Okay. So, describe how you try to do it.
So, Maddie just kind of hopes that Lucille's gonna get what she's going for because she doesn't want to explain too much, otherwise she feels like the incinerator will catch on, but maybe her powers will be enough of a surprise. But she picks up Lucille and she kind of eyes towards the incinerator, and she's like, okay, just give it all you've got, okay? And she feels the power in her hands and she imbues it into her throat and tries to like imbue it into like Lucille's essence and shocks her. Just yeets her.
Okay, Lucille is really taken surprise by you using this channeling power. As she is yeeted into incinerator, she lands. It doesn't cause any damage, but you can see the judges taking notes a bit with a brow raised, like seeing this display of power from you.
Oh, wait, Lucille would have never seen this, would she?
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. Because I always forget that I have it.
All right, any additional actions?
I think Lucille's going to try and do an attack here now that she's on the incinerator.
You'll need three successes to hit.
Let's try for a scratch again.
Well, you'd have to use a different move.
Can we just go for, I guess, stomp again?
Nah. So the way moves works, you can use each move once per turn. But unless it says like successive action or consecutive or double hits like that, like double slap, you can use as many times as you want.
But then didn't we use stomp last turn?
Last round, yes. But this turn you use stomp to clash.
Ah, okay. So, and I can't use anything that isn't the circle filled in red, right?
Just the five moves you see there, the ones that are filled in, those are the moves that Lucille currently knows.
That's what I thought.
During training, you can switch those out as you see fit, if you have the points to do it, but otherwise, those are what she knows.
Okay, let's just go for a leer again, because the Ember's not gonna do very much. It's like not very effective.
Don't roll for anything, because it wouldn't be able to hit anyway. You have a pool of one for that.
Right.
Lucille tries to leer at Incineroar, but Incineroar just leers back at her with a smile.
There's no instilling fear in this one.
Anything from you, Maddie?
Maddie's feeling like maybe she put Lucille in a situation where she's not sure what to do. So her fight instincts have kicked in. So Maddie kind of like rubs her hands together and she's like, you know what? Fine. You and me, let's go. And she like squats as if she's ready to like straight up just like clash with this incinerator a la like... what's the thing I'm thinking of with like the fists when they meet and they're like pushing up against each other? Is that like from an anime or like Legend of Korra or something?
I don't know.
It's like an anime thing.
So are you attacking her or just trying to get his attention?
I think I'm preparing for an attack. I'm charging up, like preparing for him to come clash.
Okay. Yeah, Incineroar sees this, smiles, and also poses with you.
We're just sitting posing in the ring.
And now that he sees that you're ready to go, it's his turn. He's going to go for a brick break against you. A one will hit unless you're doing something else.
I'm ready to counter, so whatever he hits with, I'm charged up.
Are you clashing or are you just going to wait until your turn to attack?
I mean, I'll clash.
Since you're powering up with your mask powers, I'm assuming this will be a special plus clash.
Okay.
That didn't do anything.
You try to get your powers to activate, but no dice, literally, as he comes swinging in wide. What's your defense, Maddie?
My defense? Good, sir. Well, my defense is seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
When did you put in the defense mod of four? Where the hell did that come from?
I didn't!
Your defense is three.
Okay. That must have been an accidental thing at some point.
Sure.
Because I was like,
okay.
What? It is seven. It says it right there.
Anywho, defense of three. He comes swinging
like,
in wide.
When did you become jacked?
You try to get your powers to activate, but they're just not turning on just when you need them.
It's like a lighter that's not working.
There's nothing to stop him from hitting you for 3 points of damage as you are knocked to the ground.
That really hurt. I'm delicate. She looks over at Lucille. She's like, how do you do this?
Lucille see this. She's angry. What does she do?
Dang, I kind of wish Lucille knew like fury swipes because that would be so in character right now. I think Lucille's going to go in for another stomp.
You only need to get one success this time.
I got one.
Out of three.
And so let's roll for damage. Oh, I have to put in his defense, huh?
Either way, he still would have gotten 1 point of damage.
Okay.
She lands a stomp while he's distracted about dealing with you, and roll for flinching. As Lucille lands, she practiced with the block back on the gauntlet. She's ready for this bicycle kick now. She slams right into his chest and makes him stagger a bit back. Takes minimal damage, but he's flinched. Maddie, it is your turn.
So something's occurring to me. He did just hit me like really hard, but I'm thinking back about like when he, I don't know if that was just because he rolled poorly, but when he like kind of grazed me and it seemed like he was holding back. And also, I feel like, didn't the judges say something about, like, performing?
For the first part, this part seems to be about ability in the ring.
Okay, okay, just making sure there wasn't something I was missing. Okay, Maddie's, like, pissed now. She's competitive. Can she just go for a gut punch with, like, imbuing her psychic energy into it? Now that he's flinched, now that he's down.
I like that. Why don't you roll dexterity plus channel? That will hit.
Nice.
One out of one. What sort of damage would you be dealing?
Emotional damage. I just sit and heckle him from the corner.
I think this would be, for you, this would be insight plus channel.
3 out of 4.
All right, reduced to 1 point of damage for defenses. What does this look like?
Maddie's still getting in touch with their powers, but I think it's one of those things when you try and like turn on a lighter and it takes a second to kick in, like, You can kind of see glimpses of that energy coming from her fist. And she's like, she charges herself up. And again, very a la anime, it's kind of like the, she's running and going, aah! And she just like punches him in the gut. And it's not very strong. So it's one of those like it punches and it goes, like she's putting her all into it. Gonna do something.
Incineroar smiles. He seems to be winding up for another attack. And then the bell rings. Ding, ding.
What?
Incineroar just hops back.
I was just getting started!
You see that the three judges are taking notes. Do you see them whispering to themselves as they're taking notes?
Maddie in her head is like secretly thankful that that ended.
The judges stop whispering. The madam with the pompadour speaks up. That concludes your tryout. Thank you for your participation. A public announcement about who will be moving forward will be made within the next few days.
A few days? Wow, this is a long, grueling process.
Please follow the signs back to the lobby.
Okay, thank you.
Hello there. Happy first or second day of November. Ooh, spoopy.
Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you like the show and want to help support it and keep the lights on, we got a Patreon for that. Get rewards like your name in the end credits of the YouTube releases, access to behind-the-scenes bonus tidbits, and for our Ultra Baller tier patrons, get your name mentioned here verbally in the pause menu.
So, special thanks to Ash the Stinky Coon, Bamboori, Cammy Cat, Cybernetic Pink Eye, Donkey Oto, Doodle Boy, Jester Lord, Jonathan Jesus Macias, Mr. Someone, Quest, Renamon Music Box Brony, and Unoriginal.
Thank you to you guys and all our patrons. If you can't support us on Patreon, you can still support the show by word of mouth. Tweet about the show using hashtag PKMNLegacy. Leave a good comment on our YouTube releases or wherever you found this podcast, leave a good review there. Do that, and like our patrons, we might use your names for our NPCs. For instance, Lauren the Gym Leader is named after at the Abbey Roadie on Twitter. The lady with the pompadour, we don't learn her name in this episode, but she is named after at AJ Where Art Thou on Twitter. And coming up later, you'll meet a character who is named after Travis Gross on Patreon. All right, that's it. Back to the episode. Unpause. Meanwhile, back in the tents, as Chris and Velma are waiting, are you guys doing anything while this is all going on?
Do they get to watch?
We can't watch.
Yeah.
We can't.
No.
I'm just going to say that Chris was most likely just on his poke. Oh, sorry, his seat here. Can't say Pokedex.
Playing games.
Playing Puff and Push. It's a Candy Crush equivalent to Pokemon.
I love it.
Didn't they have like a mini game like that in the actual games?
Yeah, it's Pokemon. Not Pokemon Yahtzee, was it?
Pokemon Troze was something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Trotzy. Trotzy.
Troze.
I used to call it Trotzy.
Pokemon Troze. Four in a row, and you're good to go.
I forgot about that trailer, Jesus. Oh, that was a whiplash effect from my childhood.
Velma, what are you doing while this is going on?
So we can't watch you, Sid, right?
No. All that stuff that went on that I just described to you guys in great detail, you don't know about.
You didn't see anything.
But could we hear stuff?
You could hear some music. That's about it.
Just, you hear Maddie going feral. I'm just gonna start on
a question. Quick question.
Sure.
Are guns allowed?
Hey, yo. Yo.
Quote book.
Clever plus etiquette.
So basically, can you sneak it in successfully or not?
3 out of 4?
You look at the consent form that you signed. You don't see any rules about not carrying in equipment.
All right.
Loophole.
All right. Okay.
And as you smile to yourself, you hear the clerk say, okay, Velma, Vladimir, please make your way to the starting block.
Well, you ready for this, buddy? All right, let's do it.
And as he scurries alongside, you're walking to the tent hallway and you meet Maddie halfway.
I'm looking a little worse for wear, right?
Yeah.
Great. Like my hair is frazzled. The bow is like slightly untied in the back.
You're a bit bruised. A little worse for wear, but you're kicking.
Whoa, Maddie, you all right?
I'm kicking. Kind of annoyed I didn't get to finish what I was doing in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm all riled up now. What's he have to do that for?
Huh.
Yeah, you're gonna have a good time.
All right.
But just do me a favor and go get him for me. And she just kind of walks away, like, not explaining what that means.
That is my specialty.
Velma, you and Goonie make your way to the starting platform. You hear the voice crackle on a speaker somewhere.
Before we begin, we just need to confirm you are Velma Vladimir.
That is correct.
Thank you. This tryout will be divided into 3 segments, the first portion of which measures your stage presence. Please step behind the curtain. In a few moments, generic entrance music will play. This is your cue to enter and make a strong impression on the crowd.
Velma just looks up. There's a little bit of the breeze in the back, and she just says, my time has come.
Did you say something?
It's all good. Let's get this started.
Okay, then please step behind the curtain.
And Velma quickly scurries back there, mischievously giggling the whole time. So, what I want to see is if I can just do, like using the blaster, do like a light kind of smoke coming out for the entrance, kind of like a like almost a fog machine type thing. And I want her to build up the whole evil scientist giving with like an evil laughter walking in, a little bit of a speech with Goonie at her side, and they just do like a total MMA entrance.
You said you are using your dust blaster for this?
Yes.
In that case, I want you to do tough plus weapons.
Ooh.
Oh.
You got a 1 out of 4.
How many will points do I have?
Let's see. You have... Right. You didn't have to spend any. Everyone else died, not you. You're still at 5 for 5.
Oh, I'll do a reroll.
Yeah!
Hey.
3 out of 4.
Worth it!
What is Goonie planning to do while this is going on? Share your plan with Goonie.
Goonie, come on. I got an idea.
And then you go... And then... that's when we...
And everything's gonna be so cool!
Now pretend I, K, know what you're actually saying.
Okay, so what Goonie's gonna do is that while the smoke's coming out for the evil laugh, he's gonna kind of do like a backflip onto the front of the entrance and do like a Team Rocket type pose, kind of intrude. And then I come out and then we pose that back to back with each other and we make like a V symbol for Velma.
That would definitely be a cool plus perform from him.
Okay.
1 out of 3. Question is this worth it to him?
Eh, we'll save it. There's still more kind of the obstacle that we can go through, so we nailed the smoke screen part. That's the part I really wanted to nail.
Music cue in 3, 2...
So first, Velma just gently uses the blaster to kind of put out, like, dust smoke, and it just sort of fills the stage. Yeah, and it just fills the stage with, like, this settled, almost ghosty, evil scientist feeling lab kind of smoke. It just whiffles out everywhere. And then you just hear this warm echo throughout the stage.
You see Goonie leap out of the smoke and backflip. He stumbles a bit, but then he lands on all fours, looks around. Yeah! Sounds a disarming voice, like a rock and roll scream.
That's awesome, you got this.
And then Velma just comes walking out.
Feast your eyes on the one and only Velma! And Goonie!
And then she runs up to Goonie and she says, I kiss the pole sign. And she kind of does one hand close to her chest, one arm in the air, kind of doing one side of the V.
And he stretches out his entire body to make the other side of the V.
You're doing great, Goonie.
Uses his tail, extends it above him, so it sort of like reaches out and covers the rest of the distance.
Perfect.
The music stops.
Please hold.
Note taking, note taking, note taking, note taking. You can hear pencils in the distance.
The second portion measures your athletic potential and capabilities. In a moment, the two of you will run through a series of obstacles that will test your balance, dexterity, and strength. It is designed to emulate many of the obstacles that will be used in the tournament proper. When the music starts, that is your cue to go.
Okay, okay, obstacle course. I think we got this, don't you think, Goody? All right, that's what I like to hear.
Take your mark.
And hear the bell ring. The first obstacle before you. You see the pool of water with the bamboo shoots sticking out. Hop your way across. Unless you're doing anything special, the normal roll would be dexterity plus athletic.
All right, dexterity plus athletic. And do I got to roll for both?
You roll for you, I'll roll for Goonie.
Okay.
2 out of 5 for Goonie, 1 out of 3 for Velma. You good with these rolls?
Yep, I'm good with these rolls.
Goonie does it pretty easily, hops across. He has cat-like reflexes as he just, like, casually saunters over. Turns around, looks to you.
Velma is struggling to keep her balance, but she's boasting the whole entire time when she's doing it. Like, she's doing a, fear not! Even though if they feel like I'm struggling, I immediately lure you into a lower sense of security! Like, at one point, she's definitely doing, like, a split between two pegs, and she just kind of awkwardly schmoves herself over to the platform, clearly exhausted, but, like, she does a pose at the end of it, like, they break a sweat!
The next obstacle before you, the punching wall. Dexterity plus evasion, unless you're doing anything special.
Let's do dexterity plus evasion.
2 out of 4 for Velma, 3 out of 6 for Goonie.
All right, all right. So like the dynamic duo they are, they just go back to back doing cool little poses the whole time. And eventually, Goonie at one point just does like a backwards matrix thing as one of the punches comes barreling at him.
And one of the higher up punches actually hits you, but it hits your poofy ponytails, and those military-grade hairbands do not budge.
That's why Mom always went both.
I mean, I was planning on that! And she slides across again.
Last but not least, the big block that you must use your strength to push into the hole. This would be strength plus athletic, unless you're doing something else.
Strength plus aesthetic, athletic. Oh.
2 out of 5 from Goonie, 0 out of 1 for you. As you push against it, it's actually pushing you back somehow. You can't keep your footing on this, but Goonie slides under you and tries to like keep like headbutting against the rock, slowly moving it forth, 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 forth. He's tired though. It's gonna take both of you to finish it off now.
So I guess this is the case where Velma's height and size really comes into factor, but
let's give it one last push, we can do it!
And they both in tandem just give like a huge push to the thing.
Okay, 1 out of 5 for Goonie.
Do I get another roll? Or?
Yeah, you roll again. It's a 50-50 chance for you. You got one dice.
Yes!
1 out of 1. Teamwork makes the dream work, guys. The block goes thud in the hole.
Yeah!
And they finish off on like another V pose, but they're both clearly winded and breathing heavily the whole time.
The music stops.
Please hold. You may enter the ring now.
Both of us?
Yes, please enter the ring so we may begin the final portion of this tryout.
Oh, okay, I mean, of course.
And so Velma crawls her way in along with Goonie as he just scuffles in.
This final portion will evaluate your combat potential in the ring. You will fight your opponent for 3 rounds. We are measuring how effectively you and your partner perform in battle, not whether you are able to defeat your opponent.
All right. I got this.
Cena in position, please.
And from the rafters, slams down Incineroar once again.
Okay. We can do it. We can do it.
Let's roll for initiative.
2 out of 4. for Velma.
You will be rolling for Goonie now.
All right. 3 out of 4.
Nice. First in the initiative, we have Goonie.
So I think for starters, we're going to have Goonie hit him with a growl.
Oh, 3 out of 4 will definitely hit that. So Goonie lets out a vicious screech. You see Incineroar stumble back a bit, holding its ears. His strength is shaken and reduced by 1 point. Next in the order, we have Velma. What's she doing?
So Velma's going to do is she's going to rush over the other side of his door, or at least as close as she can to get to, like, either behind or to his side.
Okay, and then what?
And then she's going to give him a little bit of a dust bang.
Okay, in that case, I'll need you to roll... Actually, this will be dexterity plus weapons.
Dexterity plus weapons.
5 out of 5. I count this as a critical hit.
Jesus.
First, let me ask, what's your intention with this move?
It's to knock him off his feet.
Okay, so not cause damage, just to really knock him off his game.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig that. Okay, so describe how that works out, because it works out perfectly.
She first pulls out her gun, kind of holds it like... that anime spy style. She dashes over to the side. She jumps. She has like a little slide. And then like from kind of under him, she says, does he have a name? I forget.
Cena.
It took me this long to understand. She slides under him. She says, hey, Cena.
Huh?
See ya later.
Yeah, he is coughing up a storm as he is just trying to swat the dust out of the way. I'm going to count this as the effects of smokescreen. So his accuracy is reduced by 1 point.
Okie dokie.
He also flinches. Cena gets up. He takes a couple blind swings. With a brutal swing, he's going to need at least 3 to succeed. He only gets 2. He is whiffing as trying to get something, but as his eyes clears, he realizes he has blindly swung his way to the opposite side of the ring from you guys. Any additional actions before the next round?
Nope, that's all.
Okay, round 2, Goonie's up.
Goonie's gonna go in with a scratch.
2 will hit, roll for damage. Its defense is 3. With that 1 out of 3 for damage, Goonie's a soft little guy. Incineroar's pretty muscular. The scratch doesn't dig that deep, but like I said, damage is damage is damage. And that damage equals 1 point. Next in the order, Velma.
I think what Velma's gonna do is she's gonna do that, I forget what it's called, but it's like you go up against the railings or like the ropes and you do like the slingshot move, and she's gonna do that at him.
Like you're going to the opposite side of the ring and using it to gain momentum as you land into him?
Yep.
I like it. Okay, for your accuracy roll, let's do dexterity plus brawl. 1 out of 3 will hit. For damage, I need you to roll, just roll pure strength and add 2.
+2?
Yeah. Strength +2. Okay, so for 1 point of damage, you're ferocious in your spirit, and that's enough to let you use the ropes to slam you across the stage and into Cena for another point of damage. Cena realizes, oh boy, he has some work cut out for him. He's gonna try another brick break. A 1 will hit unless you guys are gonna try and evade or clash.
Let's try evade.
So, Cena got a 1 out of 5 for his accuracy, with Velma's 2 out of 4 for their evasion. He tries to just do a whole spinning maneuver as he swings his arms around. He's not used to fighting foes that come up to his kneecaps. And this is enough to push him off balance as you just duck out of the way. Incineroar's fist just slams into the mat, hitting nothing but canvas. Any additional actions from you?
No, not on my end.
Final round.
All right.
Goonie's turn. What does the Goonie do?
Well, I think the Goonster is going to go in with a disarming voice.
Ooh, roll for accuracy. 1 out of 3 will hit. Also, it never fails. Roll for damage. The defense is still 3. So Goonie lets out a vicious shriek, hitting him for 1 point of damage as he is buffeted back a bit by the intensity of the acoustics. He tries to clean out his ear, and that's when you have an opening.
So what Velma's gonna do is that she's gonna rush in and try to do like a swiping kick, have him land on his back.
Okay, so this is not damaging, this is a maneuver?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and roll dexterity plus brawl. 3 out of 3. You just scramble up to him, sweep the boots, and he comes tumbling down the mat. You can feel it shake under his weight. And I'll count that as a flinch. He uses his action to get up. He goes for a flare blitz on Goonie. A 1 out of 5 will hit.
Will it be?
Go ahead and roll evasion then. You need to get at least 2 evasion to succeed at this. And 3 out of 6 will definitely do it. You see Cena's body light itself on fire as he goes for a charging attack. Goonie ducks under the legs, and Incineroar just slams into the ropes and gets caught. Any additional actions?
Can we pose?
I don't even need you to roll for that. You haven't taken any damage. You just look absolutely stunning.
All right.
And finally, as you make your V pose, the bell rings. The judges take their notes. You can hear some strong murmuring between them. That concludes your tryout. Thank you for your participation. A public announcement on who will be moving forward will be made within the next few days. Please follow the signs back to the lobby.
Thank you.
And then she just looks over to Goonie. She kind of gives him like a smug look and she got her fist to kind of like bump it.
You see Cena get up, look at you, gives a smirk and smiles and a thumbs up.
And kind of like a Breakfast Club thing, she walks back and she gives him a thumbs up on the way out.
We go back out to the main tent. Chris is just waiting his turn as Maddie and Lucille are tending to their wounds. What's been going through your mind since you've been out here?
Honestly, just mainly thinking about like how strong Lorne actually is. He's heard 2 things. One, obviously from a kid, but still. And this kid and Joseph seem to be pretty much very, very fearful of her, which I know she's probably not like a mean person, but like, again, strength is pretty intimidating. And then next, you know, Guy saying, yeah, you need about 5 to 6 badges. It's like, okay, I feel like we shouldn't be in this town right now. So that's another thing.
Well, you are startled out of your pondering and self-doubt by the clerks calling out, okay, Christopher Gray, you are called to the starting block. Please make your way there now.
All right, guess that's me. And he pops out Victor and he says, all right, buddy, you're ready to, I guess, do some circuits and possibly fight something?
He pounds his chest in excitement.
I knew you'd be happy about this, buddy. All right, and so he'll start making his way into the area.
As you go through the hallway of canvas, you come across Velma and Goonie, looking very proud of themselves and untouched.
Oh, how'd it go?
I was easy. You're gonna have no trouble at all.
Oh, and remember, do cool poses. They love the cool poses.
Wait, cool poses?
You'll see.
Okay.
You make your way to the starting platform. You hear the voice say, before we begin, we just need to confirm you are Christopher Gray.
I am Grace Christopher, yes.
Right. This tryout will be divided into 3 segments. The first portion measures your stage presence. Please step behind the curtain. In a few moments, generic entrance music will play. This is your cue to enter and make a strong impression on the crowd.
Wait, I think I'm a little old for that.
Please step behind the curtain for places.
Oh. Okay, just gonna ignore me then. Fine, that's fair. He makes his way behind the stage and gets ready. He looks over at Victor and he just goes, go nuts? And like just sort of shrugs because he's like, I don't know like what sort of pose to do. So, I mean, just go with the flow, buddy. Whatever works naturally.
And he climbs up onto your back and he tries to maneuver you around into a very vicious looking pose.
Okay, I see what you're doing here. And I mean, I guess it'll work.
And he climbs back down. Gives you a nod.
Thanks.
Okay, this is going to be tough plus perform from both of you. I'll roll for Victor.
Okie dokie. Tough plus perform.
A 0 out of 4 from Chris and a 2 out of 4 from Victor.
Well, I don't know if I can re-roll that.
Is it worth a fate point? Sorry, a will point?
You know what? Chris is just going to actually go with it because he understands he's not tough.
Okay, you're taking the zero.
Yep.
I respect that. So, Victor will lead this performance then as the music begins to blast out. Victor leaps onto the field, beats his chest, bounces around, and lets out a vicious screech. And then he looks behind. Cues you in.
I will have Chris power walk out there, and he's just like sort of still in the pose that Victor put him in. He's like,
please hold.
You hear some muttering in the distance?
The second portion measures your athletic potential and capabilities. In a moment, you will run through a series of obstacles that will test your balance, dexterity, and strength. It is designed to emulate many of the obstacles that will be used in the tournament proper. When the music starts, that is your cue to go.
Oh, okay.
Take your mark.
All right.
Your first obstacle. The bamboo shoots sticking out of the water.
All right, here we go. And he's gonna try to jump onto the first one and then try to see if he can make his way through the rest.
Dexterity plus athletics from both of you.
And let's see what happens. Hey, 3 out of 3.
So with Victor, he just leaps across, no problem.
Chris, as he steps foot on the first one, he's like a little weary. He's like, okay, well, that wasn't too bad, actually. And then he steps the next one. He's like, ha. He starts laughing. He's like, I haven't had this much fun in a while, actually. And he just starts going across the others. He's like, reminds me when I was a young boy. I remember running on the beaches of Hoenn. The little wing gulls here and there. And I'm already off.
Next, punching wall. Dexterity plus evasion, unless you're trying something different.
What could I do? I mean, I don't think I could really do much any else differently, so yeah, dexterity plus evasion. 1 out of 2.
Victor runs across with a little difficulty as a couple punches do land on him and he gets angry. And he starts punching back at the wall. Chris, you run across the gauntlet, doing your best not to get hit by anything. But unfortunately, one smacks you right in the face and you fall flat onto the ground.
Ow!
You land in sand.
What is...
Come on, bro! Get your head out of your ass and in the game!
You look around you, you see Ginger behind you, and next to you, an unfortunately familiar face. One of the other higher-up grunts in Team Magma. Travis, with his mighty Enna.
Oh, what... Wait... Wasn't I?
Make an insight check.
Oh boy, we get the flashback episode. 2 out of 3.
Actually, you're right. This is a flashback. And you remember this. This was back when you were a younger, trapped man, but a very effective, higher-ranking magma grunt nonetheless. You remember these beaches somewhere near Pacific Logtown.
Oh.
And do you remember how you were dealing with 3 aqua lackeys that were standing in between you and Travis and taking down an aqua grunt of similar high rank to you?
He takes a moment as he's looking around. He's looking at Travis and then kind of peeks over the rock to see the team aqua grunts before going, sorry, I got a little sidetracked in my own head.
That's weird. Whatever. I get the 2 on the left, you get the 1 on the right.
Sure. And he's going to walk out and take care of the one on the right.
This would be... How do you want to do this, actually?
In terms of how do I want to, like, fight this individual?
How did you and Ginger take care of these grunts before?
Oh, it was pure, cold, ruthless attacking, as in just no empathy, but it was not fun.
This would be strength plus... brawl from you.
Okay, okay.
And I'll go ahead and roll for Travis's roll as well.
Well, that's a 2 out of 3.
He rolled a 4 out of 5.
Jesus.
You can see Travis rushing forth with his mighty Enna as the mighty Enna grabs the Carvana and swings around, splatting it into the Grimer. Travis leaps up into the air and pile drives on the 2 cultists, knocking them out cold.
Damn, Travis. You are strong.
Meanwhile, describe how you take out the Zubat and the Grunt.
Chris is going to have Ginger run full speed at the Zubat, hop into the air, and then bite down on it as hard as she can with just a bite attack. But as that's happening, Chris is also running towards that Grunt to not punch him, but grab him by the throat and slam him into the ground.
Yeah, the Zubat out completely. The cultist, the sand around here is harder since it's next to the rock, so he's out cold too.
Well, that was annoying. Yo, Travis, you ready?
All warmed up and ready to get down!
He ducks down immediately, not knowing what's happening.
You hit beach just in time for a Sharpedo to Aqua Jet right past you overhead and slam into the rocks, missing you just by an inch.
Oh, great, another one. All right, Travis, how are we going to take care of this one?
Preferably by giving up. Sharpedo, Aqua Jet again! This time you are too distracted by the source of the voice, a dark-skinned lady with aqua grunt garb and a bandana that goes over her pompadour. You don't notice the Sharpedo until it knocks into you, you fall to the ground, and hit canvas again. You're back to present. Hold, please. And you realize you're in mid-combat right now, and the now familiar-looking pompadour lady who's sitting among the judges says to you, Mr. Gray, you are looking unwell. Would you like to forfeit this tryout and end it prematurely?
Sorry. I think I've been daydreaming a little bit. Not enough rest, but no, I'm more than happy to continue fighting.
Very well. We'll continue with round two of this combat. I need you to roll initiative.
Okie dokie. It's a good thing Chris ate all those eggless fruit salads that his brain's still working. 1 out of 4. And I need to roll for victory. 2 out of 4.
Second round, Cena, he's going to go for a brutal swing against both of you.
Definitely going to have to see if we can evade that if we can.
Well, you rolled a 3 out of 6. You're going to try and evade, or are you just going to take the blow?
I'm going to try to evade.
Would Victor evade, or would he try to clash?
Victor's going to definitely try to clash, 100%.
Okay, I'll go ahead and roll for Victor's clash. You roll for the evade.
Okay.
You, unfortunately, are going to get hit. Victor is doing what he loves. And with that 5 out of 5, he's going to clash that attack. They both take 1 point of damage. And I think that would also reduce the damage you would take to 1 as well.
Yay.
Victor's turn.
I'm going to have Victor use Karate Chop. 4 out of 5.
Critical hit. Roll for damage. And go ahead and add 2 extra dice to that. The defense is 3. 1 out of 4 for the main damage. With the extra dice from that critical hit, that is 1 out of 2. With this super effective hit, Victor lands a nasty karate chop for 3 points of damage on Incineroar as he is viciously knocked back into the ropes.
Good job, buddy.
Chris, what do you do?
Chris is actually not going to attack. He's going to, I guess, motivate Victor because he's like, you're doing great, buddy. But no, won't attack.
This would be cool plus empathy.
Ooh, cool plus empathy. That's a new one. 0. I definitely would like to re-roll that if I can.
1 will point, please.
That is your will point to do as you please.
Yum, yum, yum. Delicious. Go ahead and re-roll.
That's better.
You bumped it up to a 1 out of 4.
I'll take it.
So for Victor's next attack, he's going to get 1 extra dice to whatever he does for accuracy. Any additional actions? I think Cena will go for one. He is going to go for a flare blitz against Victor.
I want Victor to clash if he can.
Clash is a once per round move.
I'll see if he can evade if possible.
You need to get at least 3 successes.
Let's see what happens. Let's see if luck is on my side. It is not.
Incineroar lights himself on fire and tackles Victor into the other ropes, hitting him for 3 points of damage.
Oof.
Victor realizes his spur is on fire, so he passes it out just in time for it to just not catch. You also notice that Incineroar stumbles a bit as he rights himself back up after dealing that blow. He takes 1 point of damage in recoil.
Ooh.
Let's move on to the next round.
Yep.
So Cena is going to charge at the Menki, and he's going to try and lift him up into the air for a ring out. A 4 out of 6 will be a critical hit.
Ooh. Question.
Answer.
Will point wise, how many do I have?
Well, Victor has 4 will points left. Chris has 2.
Am I able to use my will point to push Victor out the way of this?
I can, but you'll be taking full damage.
I fully understand that.
All right, I'll take one will point.
So,
what's your defense, Chris?
Chris's defense is not that high. It is a 4. Oh, actually, it's higher than Victor's. As Chris is seeing that this next attack is definitely going to be a ring out, but he also understands that Victor has taken quite a lot of damage. Yeah, no, protecting my little buddy. And he's going to, like, actually full sprint over to Victor, push him out the way, just in enough time to sort of stop that attack from landing on him. But also, he's going to turn to Incineroar and be like, yeah, this is going to hurt.
Incineroar lifts you up in the air by your waist and jumps up into the air, does a backflip, and throws you out of the ring. For 2 points of damage.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna hurt.
You can hear something crack underneath you. Luckily, it's the platform, not you.
Oh, thank the stars.
Seeing you have been thrown out of combat, Victor is going to really go crazy, and he leaps up into the air, tries to go for karate chop. Extra accuracy thanks to your helpful words.
Yay.
Another critical hit, 4 out of 6.
Good lord, Victor.
For 3 points of damage. And with that, with everyone very well bruised, the bell finally rings. Please hold. The three of them are talking amongst themselves, sharing notes. Chris, make an insight check.
Chris, with your special eyes, what do you see? Nah, you didn't see nothing. He's too damaged.
You swear that Pompadour lady looks familiar, but nothing like a good old bruising and brain damage to really repress those memories.
He doesn't know anything.
But the Pompadour lady looks up to you and says, that concludes your tryout. Thank you for your participation. A public announcement on who will be moving forward will be made in the next few days. Please follow the signs back to the lobby.
Okay, thank you. Let's go, Victor. And he's gonna waddle his way out of there.
And you waddle away, waddle, 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 because it's the end of the day and the tryouts are over. Hey, special thanks to John Roberts, VA, for voicing Travis back in that flashback. Links to his stuff in the description.